Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Three suspects in a Fairbanks shooting yesterday are in custody. Police spokeswoman Yumi McCullough says detectives in the College Road area Tuesday afternoon witnessed a man shoot at another outside an apartment building at 1215 Bunnell Street. That's the same address where 47-year-old Carlos Allen Zuniga was found shot to death May 5th, but McCullough says there's no connection between the two cases. No one was hurt in yesterday's shooting, but McCullough says the shooter and two others drove from the area and police gave chase. She says two suspects were taken into custody along Chena Hot Springs Road, but the shooter escaped and it was hours until police were able to locate and arrest him off Farmers Loop late last night. The pursuit included assistance from an Alaska State Trooper helicopter. State troopers are trying to locate a Fairbanks man and his two sons who went missing from their residence over the weekend. Troopers say they received a report Monday that 28-year-old Jonathan Iyer and sons 7-year-old Jonathan, or LJ, and 4-year-old Jackson were last known to be at their home near Mile 12 Chena Hot Springs Road Saturday night. A trooper report says officers went to the Iyer home Monday and Tuesday and found no sign of the three, and that a search of the area was begun yesterday. Anyone with information about the missing individuals is asked to contact troopers. A sinkhole has opened up on Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks, exposing debris of unknown origin. Post Public Affairs Officer Mel Slater says the 3-foot diameter void discovered Monday near a housing unit is suspected to be the result of thawing permafrost.
When they inspected the sinkhole, what they found was some wood debris, some metal debris, and a partially crushed metal drum.
Slater says the sinkhole has been cordoned off and post officials are cautioning people to stay away from it until the materials unearthed can be checked for toxins. Slater says the area has no known history of waste disposal.
Current word that we have right now, there was no evidence of dumping or anything like that.
Fort Wainwright is already home to 6 sites managed under the Federal Environmental Protection Agency's Superfund Contaminated Sites Program. The most recently identified is the Taku Gardens housing complex, where in 2003 contaminants, including military munitions, were unearthed, resulting in a remediation that addressed the shells as well as PCBs, petroleum, pesticides, and other chemicals in soil at the 54-acre former Army communications site. The Alaska legislature approved 101 of Governor Bill Walker's appointments yesterday, but voted another one down. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Fairbanks resident Drew Phoenix's appointment to the State Human Rights Commission was defeated 35-24. Phoenix, who is transgender, says the vote is disheartening.
It's obvious that I was discriminated against because I'm a transgender man based on that and not on my qualifications.
Phoenix has worked for the ACLU of Alaska Foundation and the LGBT advocacy organization Identity Alaska. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill voted against Phoenix's appointment, citing Phoenix's history as an advocate.
When you're an advocate, you're pushing for a policy call. But when you're within that commission, you're looking out for people more even-handedly. And I couldn't get the comfort level that that would be the case in the Human Rights Commission with Drew.
Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz supported Phoenix.
To see people vote down a very strong candidate for such thinly veiled reasons today was nothing short of just discrimination.
Conservatives expressed concern about the commission in November when it raised the possibility of interpreting the state ban on sex discrimination to include gender identity and sexual orientation. Phoenix says the vote shows there's much work left to do.
I'm a religious person. I'm Christian like they're Christian. You know, I love my family. I believe in working hard and contributing to the community. And we all share those same values, and that's how we learn to connect and learn to relate.
The only Republicans to support Phoenix's appointment were Kodiak Senator Gary Stevens and Homer Representative Paul Seaton. The Alaska Department of Transportation summer road construction season has begun in the interior, KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says most of the work motorists will encounter in northern Alaska this summer are maintenance projects, like the one that got underway Monday on a stretch of the Richardson Highway from Birch Lake to Delta Junction, where permafrost buckles have turned the roadway into a sort of roller coaster.
For the next 10 days or so, you'll see our crews out there, and they will be working on resurfacing the road in areas where the pavement is starting to disintegrate.
Bailey says that and other preventive maintenance projects are intended to fix such immediate problems as potholes and frost heaves and to make the road surface last longer,
so that we don't have to go in and do a costly reconstruction.
Bailey says the department will do only a few road construction projects this summer in northern Alaska, like the work on Noble Street in Fairbanks and on a stretch of the Parks Highway north of Denali Village, where the department will resume work begun last year on a wall to block rock slides from reaching the roadway.
Last year we went in and we stabilized the slope. We removed any of the rocks that weren't very stable. And this year we'll go in and repave that area.
On the Richardson Highway, there'll be work underway around Banner Creek near the Fairbanks North Star Borough boundary. Also around the junction of the Toke Cutoff and at the other end where it intersects with the Alaska Highway. And near the junction of the Rich and Edgerton Highways, about 80 miles north of Valdez. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.